Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, I submit to you that we have an example of a person who actually listened and put into practice what the Lord said. It just so happens that today, because we're celebrating St. Kyriakos, a venerable saint, we have the reading from the Beatitudes in Luke. And he preached this sermon along the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon. This is where this woman was from Tyre and Sidon, the Canaanite woman, who had a daughter who was possessed by a devil. Now, the reason this daughter was possessed was because this was a very benighted land. She was a pagan. She wasn't a Jew. And this land was full of worship of idols, all kinds of debaucheries. It infected a lot of people. Whether or not a person lived that life or not, such things could happen. Perhaps in our world, in our country, in Europe, in places, there will be more open demon possession in the future as our world becomes more and more debauched and doesn't believe in God anymore. So this woman comes to Jesus and says, O Lord, thou Son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. And he doesn't say a word to her. He ignores her. Pretends she doesn't exist. As if he doesn't hear her at all. But she keeps after him because she loves her daughter. She doesn't take offense. She just keeps asking. The apostles take offense. They get tired of her. Ask the Lord to send her away. What does the Lord do? Says something cryptic to them. I was not sent but to the lost sheep of Israel. Well, she's not the lost sheep of Israel. She's a lost sheep, but not of Israel. Soon to be of Israel. Soon to be of the new Israel. But at that point in time, she was not the lost sheep of Israel. And yet she keeps coming. And she comes to the Lord and says, help me. And so he tells her something. To test her. And also to make her witness a perpetual one for the ages. He says, it's not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. That is, the children's bread being salvation, being this good news, being the story of how to live a good life, which was given to the Jews first, the children. Don't cast it to the dogs, those who do not believe. And to this day, we actually follow this practice. We don't cast the good news to people who have no desire whatsoever to follow it. So if a person is a mocker of our faith, we don't speak to them of our faith to allow them to mock more and to heap more judgment upon themselves. But if there is at all a possibility that the person could come to belief, then we speak to them and show them our faith. So how does this woman react? How would we react? Here it is. He's been ignoring us all day long. Finally, he turns around to talk to us. What does he do? He insults us, calls us a dog. Dogs were not well thought of in that society. That was a great insult. And in many Eastern places, it still is the greatest insult to call someone a dog. What would we do? Walk away in a huff? Think, he can't be who he says he is. He's going to talk to me like that? How dare he? What does she do? Truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. I submit to you that this woman must have heard the teachings of Christ. She must have heard when he said, blessed are ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. And she understood, this does not mean poverty in a monetary sense. But she understood that it means to humble oneself, to know one's place. She was not of the house of Israel. She was a dog. She accepted this. She embraced it. She didn't take offense at it. She took to heart what the Lord said. She saw his teachings, from afar probably, because probably the good spots were for the Jews, right? And all of the unbelievers were probably towards the back, right? Pushed around, pushed in the back. But she heard and saw and took to heart what he said. The dogs do eat of the crumbs of their master's table. Those who are outside of the faith, they can come to the faith. Now, this is only a metaphor. Truly, once we are of the household of God, there's no distinction. No one is treated like a dog in the household of God. The Lord is trying to make a point here through this woman. Do you live your life with humility and meekness? Do you really take seriously when the Lord says, "Blessed are ye poor, blessed are those who are poor in spirit, blessed are those who humble themselves, blessed are those who are meek"? Or do you live your life, like most people in the universe, with a sense of entitlement? I'm entitled to certain things, because after all, I'm me. People shouldn't treat me badly, because I'm me. People shouldn't lie to me. People shouldn't cheat me. People shouldn't inconvenience me. Do we live with a sense of entitlement? I submit to you that all of us, in one way or another, do live with a sense of entitlement. We don't consider ourselves to be lowly. We don't consider ourselves to be unprofitable servants. We think we deserve something. Now, of course, in America, we've built a whole society based upon this sense of entitlement. We've indoctrinated into our very way of life. And in other societies where there is not this obvious sense of entitlement in the government structures and such, it still is in the souls and hearts of people, because people don't change no matter where you go. This woman didn't have any sense of entitlement. She had confidence that the Lord would help her. That's why she kept going after him. But she had no sense of anger when he rebuked her, when he embarrassed her, or said things that could have been embarrassing to her, but I don't think she was embarrassed. Because she was humble and meek. The Lord will give everything to us, but he won't give to people who are proud. He won't give to people who think they're entitled to things. What have we done that makes us deserve the salvation of God? What good thing have we done? Nothing. We're constantly sinning. It's amazing how foolish we can be. How selfishly we can act. And yet the Lord forgives us. In fact, he says that he will be a father unto us. And we will be his sons and his daughters. We who have no part in the Godhead whatsoever and don't deserve anything. He will be a father to us. He will call us sons and daughters. What a great privilege this is, to be a son and a daughter of God. Of his own volition, not of ours, he makes the choice to accept us. We can do nothing whatsoever to be worthy of this being accepted. We just must live trying to show glory to God as his sons and daughters. Now this woman shows great humility, deep and abiding humility. This is her lesson for us. But her humility did not mean that she was afraid to beseech the Lord. Her humility begat confidence. Do you ever feel not so confident when you ask the Lord for something? It's a good sign that you're not humble. It's a good sign that you haven't given up on selfish things. Because those who are not selfish, those who feel no sense of entitlement, the Lord loves and the Lord helps in all things. Let us try to be like this woman and humble ourselves. Amen.